are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
It is Monday, March 6, 2017. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the four-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, now it's the Republicans and Trump versus the FBI over the question of whether Barack Obama tap the phones in Trump Tower.
The baby monitor.
Meanwhile, the deregulation assault begins and is ongoing. For all you folks proud about voting for someone with a green energy plan. Meanwhile, ICE goons are simply a part of a plan to bleach America. Sepp Gorka's clearance and Carter Page's minds in question. And do we still have a State Department? Meanwhile, the Koch brothers and other on the right demanding a repeal of the Affordable Care Act. But have no fear. Melania has a new healthcare plan.
It is a mother of crystal nature.
You just actually delivered the story.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
And the climate appears to be not waiting for the 2020 revolution. All this and more on today's program.
Gets worse before it gets better, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little annoyed this morning.
Very salty, very underslept.
A little bit underslept and a little bit salty. And, you know, in this era, this Trump era, on one hand, you get caught up in the constant ongoing drama that is the question as to whether or not Donald Trump has some untoward relationship with Vladimir Putin, and or whether his advisors do. And but then you step back, and while that has been dramatic and is obviously a hugely relevant story in terms of where the future is going. And I should say, there's a couple of reasons why it's relevant. Because, one, it's important to know whether or not our government is actually led by people who are literally have a distinct third agenda, enriching themselves perhaps in some way, or making sure that people don't see their PP video, whatever
perhaps.
It is. The other part about it that's important is as you go into special elections, how much does this hurt the support of Republican lawmakers down ticket? So there's a special election taking place in Georgia in the next couple of weeks, I believe it is. And to fill Tom Price's seat. This is a hugely important race. Daily Kos has like raised $1 million to throw into this race. And apparently the DCCC is down there. Republican super PACs are also pouring money into
this.
Raising
money too.
This is a place where Hillary Clinton lost by just a hair. Tom Price won by about 20%. There are 23, maybe it's 24 seats in the country where Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump, but had a Republican congressman win. So in the event that a Democrat were to take this Georgia seat, that's going to put, at the very least, those 23 Republican lawmakers on notice. And then probably another half dozen or so that are on the bubble. So if Democrats take that and it puts these Republican lawmakers on notice, they're going to have to distance themselves from Donald Trump, which means that they're going to end up being working against the agenda in many respects of other Republicans. You see Paul Ryan out there as a Donald Trump lapdog. It's not a question of cowardice or whatnot. They are using Donald Trump to get what they want. And what they want is a full-on assault on social insurance and massive tax cuts and massive deregulation, which is happening now. And we're going to get into that. There's the Times did a good piece on running this down. And then, of course, the other more Trump-specific agenda is to make America white again. Make America whiter again. Which we will also get to. Some horrible stories from around the country of, and we were told, you know, that of people who, you know, we're told by some that Obama was doing the same thing in terms of immigration. Now, it's true. He had record deportations. But the stuff that's going on now is just stunning. So I've been lacking a bit of sleep, but I will tell you this. Over the weekend, had the opportunity to catch up on a bunch of different magazines. How do I do that? Through texture. You've heard me talk about texture before, I think on multiple occasions. Texture is the app that basically aggregates, pay one small fee, and you get to you get over access to over 200 top magazines. That's why I love Texture, because I still subscribe to magazines, actually a decent amount. And I get a whole mix of stuff on my Texture app. Everything from, like I say, family handyman. People find that hard to believe, but if I showed you some of the stuff I've built, I think you'd be
slightly less shocked.
Yeah.
But still shocked.
You'd be surprised, but you wouldn't be impressed. Let's put it that way.
Nailed it.
The New Yorker, of course, I read, available on Texture. I think that alone
That makes it worth it.
Wired is on there. I read something from Parents this weekend. That's
Did
not
it help?
A magazine. No. But that's not a magazine I would subscribe to. But
of course not.
When I have access to it, there are stories in there that occasionally like, oh, what do you do? And, you know, I think probably the aggregate, you know, when I read, if you read a bunch of parenting stuff, maybe you get like one or two tips.
That's but interesting.
It's not something you'd want to necessarily buy a subscription to, but this gives you the opportunity to go in and dip in and out.
It's not like it's particularly important. Not like something you'd want to really read up on, obviously.
Well, by the time you get to the second, you're just like,
You're just a pro.
No, you just
don't care anymore. Okay.
New York Magazine is available on it. Wired, Car and Driver, Variety, all of it. Thanks to Texture's daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, you can easily pinpoint the articles that you want to read. And you don't have to just read the magazine. You can pull out articles, save them for later, build basically your own general interest magazine. Also, Texture is completely searchable. So you mark what you like, you check out old issues, you view bonus content seamlessly. Everything from National Geographic to Fast Company to Rolling Stone, available for way less on the Tax Your app. Selected one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps. It's normally just $9.99 a month, which is amazing because you would two magazines. I think you make that up. You sign up right now at texture.com/majority. You get a 14-day free trial. That's 14 days to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/majority. texture.com/majority. So check it out. Also, one thing I also have to say is that as I've gotten older, I have this would not have interested me as much when I was younger because I would just put a sheet over my window instead of getting blinds. But if you've ever tried to get blinds, you know it's a huge pain in the butt. Now it's easier and better. Blinds.com. Ordering brand new custom blinds, fast, affordable, and shockingly easy. They'll walk you through the measuring and installation every step of the way. So, Michael, they'll teach you how to use a tape measure. They'll get on the phone.
Oh, that's great. It'd be worth it in and of itself.
Yeah, that's
boom.
It's like a learning annex.
Blinds.com. No, it's not like learning annex. It's like that other great sponsor we have.
They'll get on the phone and answer your questions, and we'll even send you instructional videos. However you want to interact, the designers at Blinds.com are there to help you. And with their 100% satisfaction guarantee, if you make a mistake measuring with your blinds, Michael, or you pick the wrong color, or you screw up anything, yes.
Sam.
No, I won't. I can't even participate in that.
You're not color intelligent.
No. Or screw anything up with the order, they'll remake the blinds for you for free. That's a deal. You want samples? Free. You want shipping?
Yes, I do.
You want shipping? No, I'm just going to go. I'm going to pick it up myself. Of course, it's free. Seriously, you can't go wrong. It's made to order custom blinds without the custom prices, only at Blinds.com. If you go to Blinds.com now and you use the promo code MAJORITY, you get 20% off. That's Blinds.com, promo code MAJORITY. Rules and restrictions may apply. See Blinds.com for details. All right, let's play this sound clip here. This is really encouraging. You've all recall JFK's words, ask not what you can do for your country. But oh, I mean, ask not what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country. Well, now we have a new president.
Bob Hope is pathetic.
We have a new president who is trying to inspire a new generation of American youth to get out there and give back to society like he has. We're going to have a generation of, I mean, and this is assuming that the kids actually listen to him, which hopefully, you know, not the case. Otherwise, we're just going to have a whole generation of people who grow up saying, like, I want to serve this country like Donald Trump did. Here he is. Here he is touring a fourth grade class at St. Andrew Catholic School in Orlando, Florida. And this is important because, of course, he's there with Betsy DeVos. This is Betsy DeVos's plan. We're going to siphon money out of the U.S. government so that we can have parochial schools like this function.
So you want your own business, and you're going to make a lot of money, right? But don't run for politics after you do that.
Yes, if you don't run for politics, you won't be able to install a billionaire in to siphon money off to continue to support this this parochial school education.
I also tend to think that no one can even run for politics. I mean, I would see it's an impossibility.
It could be like a 5K or something, like run for politics.
Run
right.
for politics.
No,
don't
want to do
don't
that. Jog Literally, don't
to
run.
Support
don't run.
Politics.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe what he meant, obviously, run for office. Yeah. But oh God.
Unless
honestly, this is one
you
time
you never
I
made
think,
the money you want, and then you see an opportunity to run a racist campaign,
right.
take money from the Russians, and then finally make money.
Right.
Then do it.
It's so convoluted. You don't want to go down.
It's
that
complicated,
road.
Kid.
Don't they usually sit down and read something to, or is that for younger classes maybe?
That's only if they think there's going to be a terrorist attack.
If you work really
hard. I mean, I bet he just never does that.
If you work really, if you work really hard and stay really focused, you can go to Moscow and those girls have no morals over there.
How many of you want to see a show of hands? How many of you parents are going to give them $100 million? Anybody?
Trust me. If you chose wisely,
make sure you study then.
Your dad will go to your casino and buy chips to keep it afloat.
Speaking of growing a business and actually having to grow a business as opposed to having your dad co-sign all your deals so that you can launch. When we first started doing this version of the Majority Report, I had to have my dad call all the guests. Ask them to come on.
Can you call up Rick Perlstein? God damn it.
He would just call.
I'm not on here. 6 years ago.
He would just call. Yeah, 6 years ago. Hi. Just want to, on behalf of my son.
Yeah, would you do my
really
son's
like
show?
Really like you on his show.
The kid's annoying. He won't stop ranting the about Social Security like, about the over the friggin' brisket. Could you go on his goddamn internet show?
The professor would still be like, I'm sorry, and who are you? I'm his dad. Speaking of growing your business, stamps.com will save you time and money. And frankly, effort. I can mail any letter, package, just using my computer, a printer, and the mailman picks it up, or the mail lady. Avoid the hassles of leaving your home, particularly in this type of weather. Freezing. Do I want to walk to the post office? Do I want to drive my car to the post office? No. I don't want to do any of that. You can create stamps in your stamps account in minutes. Do it all online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Click, print, mail, you're done. And you can do this at any time of the day. Post office closes, right? 5, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. sometimes. Well, 3 in the morning, you've refreshed your Twitter feed. There's no more apparently happening with Donald Trump. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get some business done. I'm going to print out some stamps, and I'm going to mail this stuff. Boom. Bing, bang, done. Then you wake up the next morning, you're exhausted, but you have a fully posted package. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. They'll send you a digital scale, which automatically calculates the exact postage. They'll even help you decide what the best class of mail is based on your needs. No need to lease an expensive postage meter. Right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in my code Majority Report. That's Stamps.com, enter Majority Report, Stamps.com. You'll never have to leave your home or office again. All right, we'll get to the Trump story, but this is in a bit. I want to talk first about what's going on in terms of deregulation, because until the Republicans can get their act together, which may happen any day, to attempt to repeal, because they're running out of time, they need to pass a budget. And before they do, they need to come to some type of agreement on how they're going to screw over the American public. In the meantime, New York Times had a piece where they basically collected the 90, more than 90 Obama-era federal regulations that have been revoked or delayed or enforcement suspended. And this is the nice part about it. In many instances, based on requests from the industries the rules target. Isn't that sweet? On a nearly daily basis, regulated industries are now sending in specific requests to the Trump administration for more rollbacks, including recent appeals from 17 automakers to rescind an agreement to increase mileage standards. Another from a pharmaceutical industry figures to reverse a new rule that tightens scrutiny over the marketing of prescription drugs for unapproved uses. Let me explain what that means. Let's say you have an opioid that was developed specifically for cancer patients so that they could deal with either the stress, the physical pain from a post-operative procedure, or from chemo. Then what happens is, because it's an approved drug, and you have regulations that are not terribly tight or enforced, sales reps go to the doctors and say, hey, man, this stuff is a lot less addictive because of the way that we formulated than typical opioids. You can use this if somebody's got stomach pain. You can use it if they've got, a sprained ankle. And then you get a massive amount of opioid addiction in this country. That's basically what happened with the abuse of these opioids. It's a function of that off-label marketing.
I think a more typical, not that that is untrue, what you just said, but a more typical off-label prescription would be, so some antidepressants, they'll say you can use this for anti-anxiety and you can use it for fibromyalgia and you can use it for, and no real studies have been done, but it's just that.
It's all anecdotal.
Yes.
And it's just the drug rep who's right. saying like, hey, you know, I had a doctor in, down the road who said that they're using this drug to treat X, Y, or Z. You should give it a try. And this is the way it goes. And
I
then
don't know.
The drug rep.
That's true off-label, and it, although it might
well this
like
is
saying fibromyalgia for something that was tested for and approved for depression.
Absolutely, absolutely, and these regulations, a new rule which was going to tighten scrutiny over this, and specifically, I think as a function of opioids. The automaker's request for a rollback was about to be granted, according to a reporting on Friday. Congress, with Trump's approval, has erased three Obama-era rules last month, lifting regulations related to coal mining, oil and gas exploration, as well as the sales of guns to mentally ill. We've talked about that. Signed executive orders directing agencies to pursue the reversal of other rules, including a requirement that financial advisors act in the interest of their clients. This one has taken years to get.
I feel like if you implement that rule, people won't take responsibility for their finances.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
They'll all just rely on the guy that they're going to actually be working in their interest.
They'll have a hammock of financial advice.
Indeed. And, of course, you've heard about the drinking water rule that has been rolled back. So you have just a slight more coal sludge maybe in your drinking water. New White House appointees at the agencies include the FCC. And the FCC just rolled back a rule that broadband carriers don't need to spend as much time worrying about protecting your data. SEC will be nullifying the rule that corporations publish tallies comparing chief executive pay with the average employee wages. That was a function of the Business Roundtable, led by Jamie Dimon, who had a list in February of 16 rules. It was a wish list that it wanted killed. Including not only that CEO one, but a rule intended to curb the trade in minerals that might benefit militant groups in parts of Africa. At least 10 of those on that list are already in the works to be repealed.
You should
Minerals are a big deal. I mean, those are, and we know, and it's not just diamonds we're talking about. We're talking also about what makes our iPhones. There's essential minerals right. in Congo.
And you don't want the idea that somehow you're helping a brutal dictator in any way inhibit your ability to get this stuff.
Well, you know what's amazing, though, is that those rules came into place. Like, forget just even the standard issue United States and corporations are cozy with brutal dictators. They obviously are. But it was so obscene with groups like Charles Taylor and the RUF in Sierra Leone, basically like as a policy going to villages and hacking off children's arms, right? That they implemented like this bare minimum of oversight over diamonds. Like that's basically what they're getting at.
See, Michael, what you're missing is if these bankers and investment people and hedge funds, they're able to give the proper funding, it won't have to be hacking off of children's arms. They'll be able to shoot the kids yes. so that you don't have to walk around without arms.
Right. And then that's what happened.
So now they have the proper weapons.
I think you're a little off target there, but I would say that if we don't support the RUF and hacking off kids' arms, then they'll be an even worse group.
You don't want that to inhibit our economy in any way.
Well, there you go.
These type of regulations which inhibit disruption in the market. Who knows? Maybe they'll go on. Maybe they'll hack off those kids' arms and somebody will develop a new type of bionic arm.
Well, that was, I think, Charles Taylor was
That's called creative destruction.
Charles Taylor was definitely a disruptor.
Isn't acquiring the minerals dangerous in and of itself? And they need small children to go into the...
I know. I mean, that could be. I don't know specifically about that, but that could totally be the case.
That's something I read a long time ago. I can't.
And here's the good news. Lawyers representing the National Mining Association, the American Petroleum Institute, and other fossil fuel trade groups and companies. And right, we're putting aside like the things like, you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline and Keystone Pipeline. Have asked the Interior Department on February 17th to suspend a new rule changing the way these companies pay royalties for oil, gas, or coal extracted from federal lands. In other words, the money that they're going to have to pay us for extracting our resources, that's going to be waived.
That's on the house.
And the good news is, folks, we're going to see a huge boon to our economy because Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of the Interior, arriving Thursday for his first day in the position, I think he actually rode a horse.
Was it a pale horse?
No, I think he literally rode a horse. He revoked a rule against lead-based ammunition on federal lands. Isn't that helpful?
Well, if we don't let a little bit of lead in, then there'll be even more lead.
I have a feeling it has to do with when the bullet hits the elk. Because it's lead, it'll flatten and take out more. I have a feeling that's what it is. Yes, now, then you have lead, of course, you know, in these federal lands, and lead's not terribly healthy, and it might get into the water streams. But, you get a little bit of margin of error when you take that shot.
Right.
Mike Weaver, a poultry farmer and president of a small farm group called the Organization for Competitive Markets, said he was concerned about pushback against a rule that would make it easier for chicken farmers to sue chicken processors. You wouldn't want chicken farmers to have any type of ability. You know, this is where monopsony comes in, right? Where these purchasers have all the power over these chicken farmers. So they force the chicken farmers to do all sorts of... I've seen a film on this, which I also think now is going to be illegal, right? I mean...
Into the documentary itself.
I actually think that you're not allowed to do surreptitious...
Because you're going to ban doing undercover... Yeah, absolutely.
So... the effective dates of at least 75 rules have been delayed as a result of a broad-based order issued on the day of the inauguration. That includes a measure to intend to prevent potentially toxic formaldehyde exposure in homes caused by certain furniture products, an effort that's been underway since victims of Hurricane Katrina in 2005 were moved into contaminated government-issued trailers. So there it is, folks. I mean, before a single major piece of legislation is passed, you're seeing the degradation of our regulatory state, which, of course, is going to explode the economy. Now that there's going to be able to be lead in federal parks, man. Damn. Good times. It's going to be good times for everybody. And this is just going to get worse. And you can go back and listen to our interview with Sam Bagginstos about what happens to these agencies in terms of the personnel. Remember, you know, a lot of these people who work at these agencies went there because you go to the Environmental Protection Agency because you want to protect the government, the environment. Talking like the middle management, civil servants. You go to these agencies because you're actually interested in the mission of the agency. And this is where we are. FCC, like I said on Wednesday, halted new government rules related to data security from taking effect this week in a potential prelude to broader appeal of privacy protections for users of high-speed internet. It was a 2-1 party line vote. The Republicans have 2. Democrats have 1. Net neutrality is next, incidentally, folks. That's going to that's going to come next. So enjoy that. In the meanwhile, there is one agency that the Trump administration is really kicking into high gear. I'm just going to go through several stories here of of what's going on around the country. Because we're getting, you know, this ICE doesn't put out a press release on all the people that they are.
These guys are sociopaths.
So let's go through a couple of stories from the past week or two. In Houston, a man named Jose Escobar lost his legal status in a paperwork gaffe more than a decade ago when he was still a teenager living in Houston, Texas. He came into the country at age 15. He qualified for temporary protected status for people fleeing widespread disasters in certain countries. His mother assumed that her renewal application covered him. It turned out it didn't. She was not aware of it. Since 2012, Jose was considered undocumented in this country and had received a temporary reprieve from deportation and a work permit. He checked in with immigration authorities every year. Put a pin in that. That's important to note. Because he went to that standing appointment. And it led to his immediate deportation to El Salvador, a country he hasn't seen in 16 years, since he was 15. He is a father to 2 small children. He is also married to, I believe, a citizen. They showed up at their appointment on February 22nd, and immigration officials met Escobar there, said to his wife, "Say goodbye to your husband." Rose is a woman he met in high school in Houston that he married. In Mississippi, a 22-year-old woman, Daniela Vargas. I should say, Jose Escobar has no criminal history. No criminal record. 22-year-old Daniela Vargas in Mississippi. She previously had protected status for young immigrants who were brought here illegally as children. Dreamer. Her permit expired last November. She had filed to renew it. She was arrested, will be deported. How many of those people, and there are tens of thousands, who have standing appointments with immigration authorities, right, where they're supposed to check in, how many of them are going to stop showing up at those? And then that becomes a predicate to going out and arresting them. A group of soldiers, family, and community members came together about a month ago in Chicago. Army Private First Class Miguel Perez, born in Mexico, grew up in Chicago, faces a deportation hearing because he committed a nonviolent drug offense. Why did he commit that nonviolent drug offense? After his two tours of duty in Afghanistan, he was injured in an explosion. He sustained a brain injury and suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. He didn't get adequate medical attention when he returned home, started self-medicating with drugs and alcohol. He joined the Army before he could go through the citizenship process. He was a green card veteran, and he is apparently one of thousands who face deportation. In San Diego, a grandmother who is known as the backbone of a San Diego military veterans family was sent back to Mexico on Friday. More than 2 weeks after she was picked up by immigration agents outside her house in an unmarked SUV on Valentine's Day. Clarissa Arredondo, 43, is the mother of Adriana Aparicio, whose husband is a Navy veteran working as a contractor in Afghanistan. The couple has two daughters, 2 and 3, and Arredondo came to the U.S. more than 25 years ago. Has been helping take care of them. The daughter said officials told her family that the mother was an enforcement priority because she lied on paperwork to get welfare. Apparently, well over a decade ago, the daughter had no recollection of her mother using welfare or getting in trouble for doing so. She remembered her mom working 3 jobs, cleaning hotels, houses, and apartments to make ends meet. When the child was about a month old, Arredondo crossed into the U.S. from Mexico with the daughter's father. She, this is now the grandmother, right? She's a grandmother, age 43. She's been here for 25 years. Do the math. She was 16 years old. Over 25 years. The father left them and their 3 children. Her 2 brothers are U.S. born. Real threat to the country, right? In Austin, Texas, 51 people have been arrested in that mid-February ICE raid bonanza. 23 of them have no criminal records. Had built quiet lives and stayed out of trouble. And by no criminal records means like no DUI 8 years ago, nothing. Sergio and Rosa drove to their cleaning jobs in a pre-dawn darkness of February 11. They were pulled over by an unmarked vehicle. The couple looked at each other in confusion. Neither had a criminal record. It had been more than 3 minutes since they left their home. The confrontation would soon rip their family of four apart and separate them. Sergio was arrested that morning by federal agents. The couple had entered the country legally, but had overstayed their visa. Her husband decided to accept voluntary departure because the family couldn't afford a lawyer. And in a matter of hours, he was in Nuevo Laredo, 300 miles away from his family in Torreon, Coahuila, without money or extra clothes. I mean, this is what's going on. This is a video. There's really not much to see here. You can see a man through a windshield of a car. Somebody's shooting this from the back seat of a car. And through the windshield, looking straight out, you can see a man with cuffs on him being thrown into an unmarked car. That crying you hear is Fatima Avalika. She's the daughter, the 13-year-old daughter of Romolo Alvica Gonzalez. In 2009, he had a DUI conviction and a subsequent outstanding deportation order from 2014, which had probably been put on hold as part of DAPA. He has been in the United States for 20 years. He has four children. Two of them are now adults. Two of them are probably in their teens. And he was just put into a car scheduled to be deported to Mexico because of that 2009 DUI. I mean, that's what we're getting with the Trump administration. On top of which, you'll recall that at the end of the Obama administration term, the Obama administration basically said federal prisons no longer going to be contracted out to private contractors. And that's been reversed, and you know why it's been reversed. You know why the those room. Stocks. Yes, the stocks are going up. The Trump administration already announced no more catch and release. In other words, if you come into the country with your small child, what apparently is going to happen now, according to the expanded immigrant detention, is they're going to expand the program and facilities for detention of immigrant families seeking asylum in the U.S. This is according to a document obtained by folks at All In on Chris Hayes' show. In a town hall with the Department of Homeland Security staffers last month, Asylum Division Chief John Lafferty said DHS had already located 20,000 beds for the indefinite detention of those seeking asylum. That would represent a nearly 500% increase from current capacity. That's why they're not getting rid of private prisons, folks. Plan is a new part of set policies for those apprehended at the border that would make good on President Trump's campaign promise to end the practice called catch and release. And part of this program, apparently, is because this facility may also be used to separate children and parents. There was a leaked document, which is claiming that they're now mulling over a plan to separate mothers from their children as a way of discouraging mothers from bringing their children into the country. So they would keep the mothers or the parents in the facility, and the kids would go into some type of other care outside of that facility. Maybe it's just an all-children facility. Be like Oliver. Maybe that we'll see just an increase in musicals coming out of there.
Is it true that in the 90s, that part of one of the things that Gingrich talked about with the Contract of America was bringing back orphanages or something to like separate poor children from their parents?
Some aspect of
so
that.
So another like I don't sick, know if that was part of the Contract sick of callback. America. Okay, but something. But somebody in that zone said like someone like Gingrich. I assume it would be him.
Yes.
And he also didn't he in 2012 say that like poor kids should have to do like janitorial jobs at public schools?
Yes.
Right. There you go. Why don't we put these kids to work in labor camps?
So this Homeland Security proposal, which would separate parents from their children, it's a proposal that's confirmed, apparently, is being deliberated. Adults will be taken to detention centers, like this one. Children would be allowed into the U.S., either sent to stay with relatives or placed in state custody. The approach, this is according to the Christian Science Monitor, the approach is designed to eliminate what some Republican legislators have termed a free pass under the current system, whereby adults accompanied by children can be quickly released into the U.S. while they await for an asylum decision. But some are concerned that separating families would infringe on the human rights of children and parents alike. I wonder who those some are. Those some are probably just people who are humane and not disgusting animals. Now, meanwhile, one other aspect of this. There's a lawsuit. Just to give you a sense of what these now expanded detention, private detention centers are going to be like. Tens of thousands of immigrants detained by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement were forced to work for $1 a day, $1 a day or for nothing at all. A violation of federal anti-slavery laws. This is a lawsuit that's been filed. Now, this stuff happened under the Obama administration. Their response was to wait, and at the end of the administration, get rid of private federal prisons. Not a huge amount, but certainly when you talk about immigrants, that's what we're talking about. The entire federal prison system is going to be, essentially, job number one is going to be detaining immigrants. The lawsuit was filed in 2014 against one of the largest private prison companies in the country. It reached class action status this week after a federal judge's ruling. That means the case could involve as many as 60,000 immigrants who have been detained. The Denver Contract Detention Facility, 1,500-bed center in Aurora, Colorado, owned and operated by Geo Group under a contract with ICE. The Florida-based corporation runs facilities to house immigrants who are awaiting their turn in court. And apparently what they would do is make them work at the facility for no money so they didn't have to hire people so that you could increase your profits. Six detainees are selected every day at random to clean the facility's housing units. Unbelievable.
Can I just say that it's worth just stating outright that when people make the argument that a lot of these immigrants are criminals and have criminal records, of course that's true. And of course, some of those people are going to have legitimately, threatening to society criminal records. But it's worth noting that a lot of these people, because of the color of their skin, are more likely to be pulled over and then get a DUI, or to be stopped and charged, and for drug charges to be brought against them, or for either one of those things to happen, or any number of charges, and then not be able to afford a lawyer, and for those charges to stick. Because, you know, I know a lot of white people who those things have happened to, and they're doing just fine.
Yeah, of course.
They don't have a record.
Deport everybody who had a DUI in this country.
Read the piece about the novel that Bannon likes that came out over the weekend. That, like, there's like this French fascist novel that came out in the 70s, which has actually been republished a couple of different times, English translations in the United States, always by weird anti-immigrant fanatics. And the novel is basically, there's a ship that's coming from India of just like grotesque hordes of diseased brown people who engage in all sorts of bizarre sexual practices. And the liberal French people are working to make sure that France is open to welcome them in. And then like the remaining like actual French Christians have to shoot at the boat. And there's a National Review review of the book at the time in the 70s, which were like, this book really pulls off the amazing feat of making it heroic to shoot at innocent refugees in a boat. It's an incredible, and I just like that because it really shows that while obviously it's a grotesque extreme, that all of this stuff is conservatism. I mean, it's on a spectrum,
of course,
but there's nothing distinct about this.
Of
this
course.
All goes back, and many of these people have read this disgusting book, and it's a reference that he makes a lot, which if you don't know the book, you won't know what he's saying when he uses specific language from it. So there
Bannon
you go.
Does.
Bannon does, yes.
Oy, am I going to have to read another the garbage I'm going to have to fill my brain for the next 4 years?
It's part of the job. Hey, I had to read a Milo article once. I think you can handle...
I didn't even read the whole thing.
I didn't. I only can make it past a couple of paragraphs. It was just terrible.
Poorly written. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to head into the fun half, folks. Oh, and is it going to be fun? At least we have Carter Page to kick around for a while. Until this guy goes, I don't know what the...
The first half was really unfun.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Carter Page coming on TV again. Just to say, I don't know Russians. I know them, but I don't know them. I was at a hotel, which could be a meeting. I don't know. Anyways, I just want to clear things up. And I feel like now there's 20 new questions every time I go on TV. So I better go on again and create 40 more. I just want to clear it up. Anyways. I mean,
this is a guy who clearly enjoys being in a group.
Wait a second. Anderson, is Gazprom in my brain or is it real?
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, your membership makes this show possible. Become a member today at jointhemajorityreport.com. If you've emailed us and asked for help on, when you join the show, we give you an extra hour, sometimes more, of material every day. And, well, these days, there's just so much stuff. We don't have time to get out in just an hour. But if you can't afford it, and you do want access to that fun half, by all means, send us an email. And if I haven't gotten to it in a couple of days, just bear with us.
Yes, it's the fun half. I guess you could call it that. I was on that half of the show, which some call fun, I guess. I the majority report, I know, but I guess you could say that.
Oh, God. JustCoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. Use the coupon code MAJORITY, get 10% off. Also, if you buy crap from Amazon or from Jet.com, buy it through our link at MajorityReportKickback.com. And folks, head over to iTunes. Give us a review. It always helps. All right, see you in the fun half.
Sitting at the pen.